first of all, we're feeling the impacts of climate change more urgently now than we have before, as I see it, and especially in the agriculture sector. Farmers in, for example, Africa are hit very hard by climate change, and this increasingly affects our food production and food security as well.
Would you briefly describe for us the guide that was recently released for farmers to help them adapt to the effects of climate change?
Well, this is a very complicated issue, and the guide is to help farmers have more information and be able to engage in the UN climate change negotiations on agriculture. So this is an attempt to explain and break down the complexities of the climate change discussions, and especially on agriculture, and also to enable those involved in the discussions to advocate the role of agriculture.
How will this guide be implemented, and how will you know that farmers can get access to it?
For now, we have the guide live on the Farming First website, farmingfirst.org, where it's available online. It's an interactive tool where you can get all the different information, tools, the guides, key messages, examples, case studies. And we have advertised this widely on social media. We have had great uptake so far. We're disseminating this to all the Farming First supporters in the World Farmers Organization. We're distributing it to our members. I know that other regional farm organizations will find this useful as well. So we are hoping that this will have great uptake and that it will actually help farmers and eventually maybe also policymakers to engage in the climate change discussions.
Is it adaptable to farmers, for instance, in Africa who may have different issues and who may not have access to social media like farmers in other countries?
That is a good question, and we have the guide in a PDF version as well, so it can be obtained in a hard copy. It should be possible to get it to farmers in more remote areas as well.
Is the guide something that policymakers and the government are buying into as well?
This is still very new. We launched it on the 11th of September, just 2 months before the COP. So it's still too early to say how much uptake it will have from policymakers. But as an example, I can say that last year we had an infographic about the story of agriculture and climate change in the UN climate change negotiations, which got great attention from all sides, both from policymakers, from governments, and from farmers' organizations and NGOs working on agriculture. So we're hoping that this guide to the UN negotiations will have the same impact and the same interest from stakeholders.
One of the biggest concerns right now that is being looked at is water and the use of it in agriculture and how it has been impacted by climate change. So using this example, how can farmers benefit from the guide?
We have some very practical examples. We have case studies included in the guide. And one of the case studies that we have is from the Sahel region where farmers are using stone bunds, that's small walls of stones laid in the fields that will direct water to crops and will ensure that rainfall does not run off and doesn't create runoff of land and reaches, and that it also reaches all crops. And this is one example of how this can be useful for farmers in practical terms as well on the ground and not just on a policy level.
How will you all follow up to help ensure that the guide is getting use?
We will make sure to keep advertising this guide also directly to farmers that are involved both in climate change negotiations, and we will also make sure that the case studies we have, the practical examples we have, will be advertised to farmers in regions where they can be useful for them as examples of how you can change your farming practices, for example, to make sure that you have enough water for your crops.